to be in Buffalo?
Feels great. You know, it's a great place. You know, great organization. You know, everybody anxious here. The fan base is wonderful. Everything just feels great about this, you know. I'm happy and I'm ready to get to work.
What was your perception of Bills when you were with the Patriots? Did you have perceptions about this team, this organization?
Well, I did. You know, I always, you know, compete against those guys. It's kind of weird, you know, being on the opposite. Now I'm with them. But, you know, I always thought they had a lot of great players. You know, they played hard and, you know, they were just missing something. So, you know, I'm here. You know, I know a lot of people say I play with a lot of attitude, and you know, however I can contribute, you know, I'm all in. So I'm happy to be here.
What was it like to play for Belichick? I've always been like under the impression that, you know, Belichick, they beat this team so many times in a row. After a while, you wonder, is that guy like laughing in New England when he's looking at this team, or does he laugh even?
I mean, he'll smirk every now and then. We all see that. But, you know, it's just, you know, just playing in Boston in general is a lot of pressure. You know, players understand that. You know, I was fortunate enough to get drafted by them, and I always be grateful to them and you know, Kraft and the whole entire organization. So, you know, it was a good run, and that's all behind me. I'm ready to move on. You know, I'm with a new organization. I'm just ready to get to work.
That wasn't exactly what you said when you left, by the way. But and if we can get back to Belichick, that would be awesome. But you. When you left there, there seemed to be some feelings of, you know, I'm going to stick it to these guys when I get to Buffalo. And not only that, I'm going to look forward to that.
I mean, what did you expect me to say? I mean,
that was awful.
I ain't going to say I hope the Patriots beat us. Like, come on. Like, you know, it is. I said some things. It was in the past. I said, I meant it, and it's over with. Like I said, I'm ready to move on. All of that's in the past. I'm at a great organization, great team. And it is what it is.
You haven't been afraid to engage with fans, whether it being Bills fans or Patriots fans, and discussing your views and sharing your opinions on Twitter.
I mean, it's a free country, you know. That's what Twitter's for, and I use it just to interact with my fans. You know, I feel like if it was vice versa, I wish they would, you know, reach out to me, and it's just fun. You know, you can make a guy's day, and I get a kick out of it, so. It's interesting.
Don't think anybody in this room, by the way, is against this. This is encouraged. It's been a long time since we had somebody in here that actually had something to say. So don't let these guys cleanse you and this guy over here. Just let it rip.
You know how it is. You know, people are going to love you. People are going to hate you. You know, I just know how to be myself. So that's all it is.
You get a kick out of guys like Charles Barkley has a gift for saying absolutely anything that he wants. And the entire country says, only Charles Barkley could say that.
I say the exact thing. Only he, but I mean, I'm not on Charles' level, but like I said, I love watching him up there and the rest of the guys. You know, you get a kick out of people want to hear the truth. You know, a lot of people can't handle it, but hey, it is what it is. So,
do you think people have taken too seriously sometimes that, you know, people don't have enough? You obviously, you know, use your sense of humor with the fans, and you know, sometimes that potentially can get people in trouble. Oh, you know, do you think sometimes, people take some of the interactions too seriously?
It is what it is. Everybody got opinions, you know, you got to respect that. But me personally, you know, I got a big mouth. I talk a lot of trash, and, you know, I feel like I can back it up. You know, it helps me play with the edge. I done been talking, saying this and that. Hey, I got to go out there and perform. So I like that pressure. I embrace that. I love challenges.
That's what brings it out of you, then. That's
absolutely. I've always been like that since I was yay high. So it's great. It's
Give
fun.
Me an example. Like when you were a kid, did you, like, you know, I don't know if you told off a coach maybe, or, you know, got caught talking smack when you were seven or whatever.
Never coaches, you know, just on the field. You know, we competing, you know, we made the best win. And it just, like I said, me personally, it brings me to the next level. So, you know, I just use it as an advantage. And if I can, you know, get in the guy's head, you know, it is what I'll take advantage of him. So,
and talking smack, that's a sport within the sport. I mean, some guys are really good at it.
Oh, absolutely. Other guys,
like, they make the attempt and they're terrible at it. You're
right.
Kind of like you laugh
just
at them.
Right.
What do you want?
Man, like I said, you know, you've seen a lot of the greats do it, you know, with Floyd and Ali. And I'm not saying I'm on their level, but, hey, they might, you know, personally, they might use it the same way. So, for me, it just gives me that edge. And, you know, I got to prove myself. So.
As for the sense of humor, because it seems like you have a good one, do you wish that more people had a sense of humor? Like, people it seems like they get so caught up in, ooh, that's not politically correct. You know, that's you shouldn't say that. Why not?
I mean, you know, it just rubbed people, you know, the wrong way. And like I said, my mama always tell me, like, some stuff, baby, you shouldn't say. You know, some people might take offense of it. But like I said, you got an opinion, you either like it or you don't. So, you know, the world turns and moves on, so get over it.
You did, you know, with slave, when you talked about being enslaved. I mean, slave is like, that's That's bringing it to slightly a different level now. Explain what you meant. Obviously, you're not comparing the NFL to slavery. I mean, wake up, people, right? But what did you mean exactly? So just so we know.
It was just a reference to the movie. You know, people was going to take it, you know, whatever. But, you know, obviously I wasn't talking about slavery. Come on. Slavery, like, come on. But, I'm going to feel a certain type of way for those two games. And, you know, like I said, that was in the past. And, you know, I'm just ready to compete, man. That reference is, you know, it was just for the movie. So, you know, people, you know, they took a little, you know, I don't really want to get into all that, but we'll just keep it at that.
You mentioned earlier, you said, prove yourself. You by signing just a one-year contract, it kind of almost comes across that, like it's a sort of a proven type of a year for you. Is that how you're viewing it?
Absolutely. You know, some people know I can play. I'm pretty sure you guys have watched me play the last 4 years, but, you know, everybody don't know. There's still some questions out there. Is he this? Is he that? I just want to, you know, prove to myself, prove to my teammates, prove to the coaching staff, you know, they did great by, you know, choosing me to come here, you know, picking me to come here. And, you know, I just want to let them know. I don't want to let them down, let this organization down, let Rap down, let the fans down. And, you know, another thing, the reason why I came here is because the fan base here. You know, I never felt that type of love. Even though it hasn't been that much success around here, it's real. You can't deny that. It's right there in your face. And, you know, I embrace that. I use it as an advantage. And I haven't had that since I've been in Gainesville. You know, the Gator Nation is the same way. And, you know, it just feels good to have that on your side as you're going to battle.
Brandon, I know it's only been a couple hours back here. I know it's only been a couple hours of non-football stuff, but is there anything that you've noticed different with these guys, this locker room, this team, that's kind of different than where you've been the last few years in New England?
You know, it's just you can just tell everybody a little anxious. You know, they're just waiting. Everybody is just waiting. They're waiting to beat, you know, get to the playoffs and, you know, be, you know, get back to that like how it was 14 years ago with Thurman, you know, and killing all those great guys. So, like, I'm waiting too. I'm, like I said, I'm here. I'm happy to be here. I'm ready to contribute, you know, bring everything I have to the table. And this offseason program, I'm all in. You know, I'll be here every day trying to get better. And, you know, like I said, it was a big step today. It was nice to be around the guys, be around this organization, the staff. And like I said before, it just feels right for me. It feels right. I always been the type to embrace challenges. So, you know, whatever they all are, you know, you can't do is you can't do that. Okay, let me show you. So it's just that simple for me.
What is it, Brandon, you know, Takeo talked about the love that the Bills fans showed him before, while he was even a member of the Bengals. Are you aware of that?
Oh, of course. You know, he played a big, you know, big factor in me coming here. You know, he told me all about it. And after he said that, I was just all in. You know, the visit was great, but after he said the fam, I didn't realize it because, you know, that of course they're going to give me trash and talk crap to me, you know. But I didn't realize it until I was, you know, a part of it. And it just feels good to be a part of a family that the people that embrace you and they want you to be around and they're glad you're here. So it feels good. I'm happy. Happy.
He knew that it would be a good fit. I mean, it was a great fit for him. He had a few things to say, by the way, when he was here. I mean, he wasn't afraid to talk. He spoke his mind.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good.
Right. Everybody don't do it, but hey, it's just in us. You know, I think it's a part of the bloodline. So.
But he did talk to you about, you know, it has that small town feel. Yeah, I mean, that's what he liked, I think, a lot about it.
Just the fan base is just extraordinary, what I get, and I can feel it. You know, I'd be on Twitter talking to the Bills Mafia and all those guys, so I get a kick out. I look forward to waking up and seeing what they got to say. You know, it helps me get that extra bump because I know they waiting patiently. You know, me getting out the bed early, it just gives, you know, give me that extra boost to get on up and get what I got to do, get it done.
What do you think that you need to bring to this team? What is it that this is you and only you have to do?
I'm just going to do my job. I'm going to, you know, do it at a high level. I'm going to produce, be productive. You know, whatever the coach asks me to do, I'm going to do it and do it well. So it's just that simple. I'm going to get the job done. And, you know, I don't look at this as a job, honestly. I come here. I play this game. It's fun. I didn't come here because of the contract. I wanted to come here to, you know, everybody got something to prove. And I like that. I get a kick out of it. I feel like it just takes you to that next level. You know, you always want to prove people wrong. So.
What have you discussed so far with Kiko and Keith, and what do you think of this linebacking court?
Well, you know, we just, you know, discussed, you know, basically just kicking butt, just dominating. It's that simple. Dominating four quarters, whoever it may be. You know, just destroy the team, you know, across from them. So it's just that simple.
What do you think of those two guys?
I always watched them on film, you know, when I was studying other teams. They're great players. You know, they're all over the field making plays, and I'm anxious to get to work with them, so.
talk about how much you love playing with an edge. How important is it for that on this defense and really for any defense?
I mean, it's hard to explain because I don't know no other speed. I mean, I've been doing this, like I said, if I was yay high, you know, I remember parents coming up like, hey, this kid is playing too hard. He's too old. Let me see his birth certificate. My mom like, baby, don't worry about this. Just go out there and play, you know, let him be mad. Just try not to hurt anybody. So I don't know any other speed, you know. It's just being relentless. And I think it's the way you should play the game, you know. In my eye, I think the game has changed a little bit, but, you know, I'm going to continue to play the way I always was taught to play, you know, those greats that paved the way for me. You know, I watched those guys. They used to bring a lot of energy, a lot of intensity to the game, and it's fun to watch. You know, for me, you know, I remember just basketball. I'm watching the playoffs. I'm like, well, it's a little different, you know. I remember when the Bad Boys was out there, and it was a real rivalry. Like, I used to love watching that. Like, people get a kick out of that. I'm a fan of that. So, I just, whatever I can do, you know, I want to bring that back. So.
When are you signing the long-term contract?
Hopefully I get my job done. We'll see. We'll see what's going on with that.